from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This segment of the show is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some Denton news.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals. They get in the win column again. It's 2 in a row against the Rockies, 8-3. Patrick Corbin, great day for him. 6 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, and he struck out 8. It's like old Patrick Corbin. James Wood went 1-3 with 2 RBI and a stolen base. They're back on the road today against Atlanta at 7:20, and they'll be there this weekend as well.
Yeah, and then the Yankees are here next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Yankees come into town. Yeah, look, it was back-to-back solid pitching starting pitching performances. Corbin yesterday afternoon and Mitchell Parker with an outstanding performance on Wednesday night. Colorado is terrible. So are the Nats right now. Really, baseball's heating up, man. This race in the American East is going to be great over the next month between the Yankees and the Orioles. You've got 3 teams in the mix in the AL Central. Houston's really been the team that's just put the pedal to the metal, and they crushed the Orioles last night. By the way, that game was on national TV. Did you notice that? It was on Fox last night. Houston shut out the Orioles 6-0, but they've pulled away a little bit from the Mariners. But then you've got really good races in the National League West, and look out, Philadelphia Phillies, here come the Atlanta Braves. They've won 4 out of their last 5, I think 7 out of their last 10, and they're only 6 back of the Phillies now, who looked like they were going to pull away in July and perhaps end up with the best record in baseball. They've really struggled recently, except against the Nationals, where they took 3 of 4. Some good baseball the rest of the way. I know it for us, it's really, you know, football heavy, especially as we get into this time of the year. But I love baseball in September and October.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Astros and the Mariners, because look at us. We got 2 baseball stories today. The Mariners fired Scott Servais. He was their manager. They led the AL West for what felt like the first 3-4 months of the season. We all kind of knew that's not going to stay long.
They had a 10-game lead in the division.
Everyone knew Houston was still going to come back.
Yeah.
Everyone knew, and they have. So now the Mariners are 5.5 games back of the Astros for the AL West. They're even further back in the wild card at 7.5. And now their manager is gone. Maybe they're hoping for the old, we're going to fire him to motivate our team kind of a deal, but it looks like their quest for the postseason's over.
Yeah. Long way to go. You know, we'll see what happens, but Houston just...
They're so good.
Too much talent.
Yeah. I'm not expecting deep breakdown of the Mariners, by the way. It's just weird that they fired
them. I can't do a big breakdown of the Mariners. The only thing I can mention, because I think we've mentioned it before, is how Victor Robles has turned into a completely different player in Seattle. You know, he's hitting 280. His OPS is the highest of his career. And he's played great for them since being traded to... since heading to Seattle. So
he's become the guy that we hoped that he was going to be.
Yeah.
All right. On the football, here's the story that everybody wants to know. We haven't talked about it, but everybody wants to know. We got a preseason game this weekend. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett starting for the Patriots. They're in a little bit of a battle right now between Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, but Jacoby Brissett, the Commanders legend, going to get the start this weekend against what is presumably going to be a lot of second and third teamers for Washington.
I didn't see that. I mean, we talked about how Jerod Mayo said that the competition at quarterback is not over yet.
Yeah.
Even though they named Jacoby Brissett the starter before camp opened, Brissett hasn't played yet in the preseason, correct?
I do not believe so. So this is the first look.
Are we sure about that? I'm going back to look it up. Has he played at all?
I haven't watched any Patriots.
No, he has played. He was 0-for-3 in the opener against Carolina for 0 yards. That happens when you don't complete a pass. And then against the Eagles last week, he was 3-for-7, 17 yards, and an interception. So we're going to see Brissett first and then Drake May. There's your drama. The things to watch for Sunday night, first of all, it's a nationally televised game, whatever. And you'll get a good call, you will, from Tirico.
It should be Tirico,
Collinsworth,
right? I love me some Mike Tirico. I'm excited for that.
Tirico's the best. He's so good. We'll get Brissett and then May. So a quarterback battle for the Patriots. The drama in Washington is going to be, I'm telling you, about the return game. And Cade York. How does he kick? Because if he goes out and shanks two kicks, then you don't have to give up that seventh round pick. You got two additional sevenths yesterday for Dotson after giving up a conditional seventh to the Browns for Cade York. So, you know, I still think what you're going to have next week, if Cade York kicks well, he'll make the 53. But then here's the thing that's interesting, Denton. So you have to, when you sign a player off waivers, that player is not signed to your practice squad. That player is signed to your 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. So I think what you'll see is Washington not necessarily sign kickers off the waiver wire. If Cade York kicks well, they'll sign kickers to their practice squad. And I say kickers, it could be an additional kicker or two to the much bigger now practice squads that were implemented once we got to a 17-game schedule. So it'll be fluid all week next week. You know, unless York, you know, goes out and he's 3-for-3 with two kicks of 50-plus yards, that might ice it for the opener anyway. But I think this will be, from a kicker standpoint, a very fluid situation through the first part of the season until they find one that they're super confident in. And remember, also, what we don't know yet is how important, I mean, we're expecting it to be very important when it comes to the kickoff ability and the skill of kicking off with the new rules, because there will be some skill involved. But you're going to have to be good at that too. But let's just hope we're not in a, you know, a Blewett, Brian Johnson, you know, Joey Sly, you know, Nick Rose. You want to go way back to James Tuthill or Michael Husted. We don't know. Scott Bentley. I need to pull up the list of kickers. I'm going to do that right now because, God, there have been as many kickers as there have been quarterbacks, doesn't it seem like, since Rippon was here, since Shiplow Miller left?
Yeah, you say John Holland there. What about Nick Novak?
Since Shiplow Miller, okay, since Shiplow Miller, the franchise has had 25 kickers kick in an NFL game.
Jeez.
Now, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Dustin Hopkins kicked in 93 games. It's third all-time behind Mosley, who kicked in 182 games, and Chip Lohmiller, who kicked in 112 games. But Hopkins is third franchise history with 93 games under his belt. And by the way, an 84% field goal percentage mark, which crushes Lohmiller and Mosley. But again, that was different back then. You know, field goal percentages because of field conditions, because every game was outdoors, et cetera, just much different than it is today. But yeah, 25 kickers since Lohmiller left in 94. Jackie, Akers was the big whiff. Blanchard, Blanton, Heppner, Husted, Bentley, Eddie Murray. Oh, God, he was like 48 years old when he kicked for us. One of my favorite stories was that 2000 season at the end of it, and they're playing the Giants at home. And Norv is so desperate, he says, get out there and kick a 47-yarder. And Eddie Murray says, I can't get it 47 yards. I can't kick it in this direction 47. You got to go for it. He says, do your best. And it was about 3 yards short. And I think he got fired that next Monday. Cortez, Tuthill, Conway. Conway kicked for a couple of years. Chandler, Kimron, Novak was a pretty decent kicker for a brief period of time here. John Hall kicked in 39 games. Sean Sweezum kicked in 49 games. Graham Gano, 36 games. Cundiff, oh, Cundiff. Potter, I don't remember John Potter. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no recollection of John Potter, who kicked in 2013. That's the first name that I've just read that I don't know who. It must have been at the end of that dreadful 2013 season. Kai Forbath kicked here for four seasons. Nick Rose, Chris Blewett, Brian Johnson, Dustin Hopkins, and Joey Sly kicked in 40 games. I talked about this, but Joey Sly and Chad Ryland, that's another New England battle, and they'll see Sly and Ryland up close on Sunday night. One of those guys is going to get released. And the word out of New England is it might be Sly. It might be Ryland, who Bill Belichick picked in the fourth round. You know, we've talked a lot about Ron Rivera's drafts, you know, clearly for good reason. They've been terrible at the top. There are a lot of teams that have drafted poorly, you know, in NFL history. Let me just say and start with our team. During a stretch, and I went and looked this up yesterday, during a stretch from 1992 on, the first round picks, and this is with Charlie Casserly and Gibbs for part of it, and then Norv Turner. And by the way, not all these picks were on Casserly because the head coaches had some input, lots of input in the case of Norv. But in order, Desmond Howard, Tom Carter, Heath Shuler, Michael Westbrook, Andre Johnson, Kennard Lang. I mean, that's six straight years of basically not finding a legitimately great player with your first-round pick. The Patriots under Belichick over the last 10 to 12 years, horrible in the draft. The Raiders, horrible in the draft. Rivera's 0-for-4 stretch is bad in first-round picks. I'm not disputing that. But don't think that it stands alone. It doesn't. What else you got? You want to hold off the rest for later?
Yeah, let's hold it for later.
Because I do want, I know you put this Kirk Herbstreit thing into your news, what he said last night about Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. We should talk about that. I happened to be watching the game. I was flipping it around, and I saw Richardson's terrible pick six. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 will join us next. There was a big story 2 days ago with respect to the RFK site that I think a lot of us glossed over because there was a lot of news related to the football team on the field. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This segment of the show is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get to some Denton news.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals. They get in the win column again. It's 2 in a row against the Rockies, 8-3. Patrick Corbin, great day for him. 6 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, and he struck out 8. This is like old Patrick Corbin. James Wood went 1-3 with 2 RBI and a stolen base. They're back on the road today against Atlanta at 7:20, and they'll be there this weekend as well.
Yeah, and then the Yankees are here next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Yankees come into town. Yeah, look, it was back-to-back solid starting pitching performances. Corbin yesterday afternoon and Mitchell Parker with an outstanding performance on Wednesday night. Colorado is terrible. So are the Nats right now. Really, baseball's heating up, man. This race in the American East is going to be great over the next month between the Yankees and the Orioles. You've got 3 teams in the mix in the AL Central. Houston's really been the team that's just put the pedal to the metal, and they crushed the Orioles last night. By the way, that game was on national TV. Did you notice that? It was on Fox last night. Houston shut out the Orioles 6-0, but they've pulled away a little bit from the Mariners. But then you've got really good races in the National League West, and look out, Philadelphia Phillies, here come the Atlanta Braves. They've won 4 out of their last 5, I think 7 out of their last 10, and they're only 6 back of the Phillies now, who looked like they were going to pull away in July and perhaps end up with the best record in baseball. They've really struggled recently, except against the Nationals, where they took 3 of 4. Some good baseball the rest of the way. I know it for us, it's really, you know, football heavy, especially as we get into this time of the year. But I love baseball in September and October.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Astros and the Mariners, because look at us. We got 2 baseball stories today. The Mariners fired Scott Servais. He was their manager. They led the AL West for what felt like the first 3-4 months of the season. We all kind of knew that's not going to stay long.
They had a 10-game lead in the division.
Everyone knew Houston was still going to come back.
Yeah.
Everyone knew, and they have. So now the Mariners are 5.5 games back of the Astros for the AL West. They're even further back in the wild card at 7.5. And now their manager is gone. Maybe they're hoping for the old, we're going to fire him to motivate our team kind of a deal, but it looks like their quest for the postseason's over.
Yeah. Long way to go. You know, we'll see what happens, but Houston just...
They're so good.
Too much talent.
Yeah. I'm not expecting deep breakdown of the Mariners, by the way. It's just weird that they fired
them. I can't do a big breakdown of the Mariners. The only thing I can mention, because I think we've mentioned it before, is how Victor Robles has turned into a completely different player in Seattle. You know, he's hitting 280. His OPS is the highest of his career. And he's played great for them since being traded to... heading to Seattle. So
he's become the guy that
found
we hoped that he was going to be.
Yeah.
All right, on the football, here's the story that everybody wants to know. We haven't talked about it, but everybody wants to know. We got a preseason game this weekend. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett starting for the Patriots. They're in a little bit of a battle right now between Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, but Jacoby Brissett, the Commanders legend, going to get the start this weekend against what is presumably going to be a lot of second and third teamers for Washington.
I didn't see that. I mean, we talked about how Gerard Mayo said that the competition at quarterback is not over yet.
Yeah.
Even though they named Jacoby Brissett the starter before camp opened, Brissett hasn't played yet in the preseason, correct?
I do not believe so. So this is the first look.
Are we sure about that? I'm going back to look it up. Has he played at all?
I haven't watched any Patriots.
No, he has played. He was 0-for-3 in the opener against Carolina for 0 yards. That happens when you don't complete a pass. And then against the Eagles last week, he was 3-for-7, 17 yards, and an interception. So we're going to see Brissett first and then Drake May. There's your drama. The things to watch for Sunday night, first of all, it's a nationally televised game, whatever. And you'll get a good call, you will, from Tirico.
It should be Tirico,
Collinsworth.
Right? I love me I love me some Mike Tirico. I'm excited for that.
Tirico's the best. He's just so good. We'll get Brissett and then May. So a quarterback battle for the Patriots. The drama in Washington is going to be, I'm telling you, about the return game. And Cade York. How does he kick? Because if he goes out and shanks two kicks, then you don't have to give up that seventh round pick. You got two additional sevenths yesterday for Dotson after giving up a conditional seventh to the Browns for Cade York. So, you know, I still think what you're going to have next week, if Cade York kicks well, he'll make the 53. But then they – here's the thing that's interesting, Denton. So you have to – when you sign a player off waivers, that player is not signed to your practice squad. That player is signed to your 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. So I think what you'll see is Washington not necessarily sign kickers off the waiver wire. If Cade York kicks well – they'll sign kickers to their practice squad. And I say kickers, it could be an additional kicker or two to the much bigger now practice squads that were implemented once we got to a 17-game schedule. So it'll be fluid all week next week. You know, unless York, you know, goes out and he's 3-for-3 with two kicks of 50-plus yards, that might ice it for the opener anyway. But I think this will be, from a kicker standpoint, a very fluid situation through the first part of the season until they find one that they're super confident in. And remember, also, what we don't know yet is how important, I mean, we're expecting it to be very important when it comes to the kickoff ability and the skill of kicking off with the new rules, because there will be some skill involved, but you're going to have to be good at that too. But let's just hope we're not in a, you know, a Blewett, Brian Johnson, you know, Joey Sly, you know, Nick Rose, you want to go way back to James Tuthill, or Michael Husted. We don't know. Scott Bentley. I need to pull up the list of kickers. I'm going to do that right now because, God, there have been as many kickers as there have been quarterbacks, doesn't it seem like, since Rippon was here, since Chipolo Miller left?
Yeah, you say John Holland there. What about Nick Novak?
Since Chipolo Miller, okay, since Chipolo Miller, the franchise has had 25 kickers kick in an NFL game.
Jeez.
Now, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Dustin Hopkins kicked in 93 games. It's third all-time behind Mosley, who kicked in 182 games, and Chip Lowmiller, who kicked in 112 games. But Hopkins is third franchise history with 93 games under his belt. And by the way, an 84% field goal percentage mark, which crushes Lowmiller and Mosley, but again, that was different back then. You know, field goal percentages because of field conditions, because every game was outdoors, et cetera, just much different than it is today. But yeah, 25 kickers since Lowmiller left in 94. Jackie, Akers was the big whiff. Blanchard, Blanton, Heppner, Husted, Bentley, Eddie Murray. Oh, God, he was like 48 years old when he kicked for us. One of my favorite stories was that 2000 season at the end of it, and they're playing the Giants at home. And Norv is so desperate, he says, get out there and kick a 47-yarder. And Eddie Murray says, I can't get it 47 yards. I can't kick it in this direction 47. You got to go for it. He says, do your best. And it was about 3 yards short. And I think he got fired that next Monday. Cortez, Tuthill, Conway. Conway kicked for a couple of years. Chandler, Kimron, Novak was a pretty decent kicker for a brief period of time here. John Hall kicked in 39 games. Sean Sweezum kicked in 49 games. Graham Gano, 36 games. Cundiff. Potter. I don't remember John Potter. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no recollection of John Potter, who kicked in 2013. That's the first name that I've just read that I don't know who. It must have been at the end of that dreadful 2013 season. Kai Forbath kicked here for four seasons. Nick Rose, Chris Blewett, Brian Johnson, Dustin Hopkins, and Joey Sly kicked in 40 games. I talked about this, but Joey Sly and Chad Ryland, that's another New England battle, and they'll see Sly and Ryland up close on Sunday night. One of those guys is going to get released. And the word out of New England is it might be Sly. It might be Ryland, who Bill Belichick picked in the fourth round. You know, we've talked a lot about Ron Rivera's drafts, you know, clearly for good reason. They've been terrible at the top. There are a lot of teams that have drafted poorly, you know, in NFL history. Let me just say and start with our team. During a stretch, and I went and looked this up yesterday, during a stretch from 1992 on, the first round picks, and this is with Charlie Casserly and Gibbs for part of it, and then Norv Turner. And by the way, not all these picks were on Casserly because the head coaches had some input, lots of input in the case of Norv. But in order, Desmond Howard, Tom Carter, Heath Shuler, Michael Westbrook, Andre Johnson, Kennard Lang. I mean, that's six straight years of basically not finding a legitimately great player with your first-round pick. The Patriots under Belichick over the last 10 to 12 years, horrible in the draft. The Raiders, horrible in the draft. Rivera's 0-for-4 stretch is bad in first-round picks. I'm not disputing that. But don't think that it stands alone. It doesn't. What else you got? You want to hold off the rest for later?
Yeah, let's hold it for later.
Because I do want, I know you put this Kirk Herbstreit thing into your news, what he said last night about Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. We should talk about that. I happened to be watching the game. I was flipping it around, and I saw Richardson's terrible pick six. Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 will join us next. There was a big story 2 days ago with respect to the RFK site that I think a lot of us glossed over because there was a lot of news related to the football team on the field. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.